अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै सेप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं शिरः कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं तिति। भजामि राधाम् अरविन्दनेत्रं स्मरामि राधाम् मनुस्मिताश्याम् वदामि राधाम् करुणाभराद्रं ततो मम नास्ति गतिर्न कापि। Anyone is telling that Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami is telling that I want to serve only Radhika. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Her eyes are like lotus, very sweet, fragrant, very beautiful and sweet. You should try to hear, no? Everything.
No, he will turn it off. He will turn it off.
And I want to serve Srimati Radhika. She's so beautiful. She's godless, merciful. More than himself, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram, Smarami Radham Anushmitasham. Always I am meditating Srimati Radhika. Always chanting the name of Radhe 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 Jai Sri Radhe Jai Sri Radhe. I have no other shelter. I don't need any other shelter. Only I want the shelter of Srimati Radhika. If he is not giving that shelter, I am not of anywhere. I don't like any other shelter. So I may die. I prefer to die than to take anyone's other shelter. So this is the aim and object of Gauriya Vaishnava in the line of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and especially in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm going to explain Rup Shiksha, the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I've told so many things about this. Now remaining I'm going to explain. I've told that there are two kinds of upashakha Upshakha means
sub-branches.
No? Sub-branch. One in the root of that very creeper, and some are another things which are growing with that creeper. They are very strong. Bhakti creeper is very, very smooth, soft, mild. So any, all this can cover when she is in a child stage. But then he will grow and he will go, she will go beyond Vaikunth, beyond Dwarka, beyond Mathura. Then it will be so strong that anyone cannot do harm to her. So up to this creeper is not so strong, comes in the stage of Nishtha and the Ruchi, will have to take care as a gardener. Not mad elephants should come nearby. What are the mad elephants? Hati Mata. Mata mane? Mad. Mad elephants should not come, because they will uproot from root, and bhakti will of nowhere, it will dry. What are these? Vaishnava aparad, offenses to any devotee, especially who is not taking the shelter of name anywhere. He may be third class Kanishta Vaishnava, but he should not be criticized. Nowadays, we see that there is a fashion to criticize Vaishnava. Very big process and
problem.
It is going on everywhere like the germs of plague. No one is fearing for this, but I advise you all to fear from this. If you are seeing that anyone is chanting, remembering, though he is not first class of Vishnu, yet you should not criticize. He may criticize you, but you should not. Be very humble. Otherwise your bhakti kripa will be uprooted by this Vaishnava mad elephant aparad. If you want to have Krishna bhakti, you should be like that. Do you know aparad? Any aparadhi? You can remember one of the monkeys, devotee of Ram, his name was Dvivi. No? Dvivida. He has fought with Raman in favor of Ram. But at that time, he criticized Lakshman. Oh, Meghnad shooted the arrow and he became faint. He has no strength and anything. He has no ability at all. And he was criticizing anywhere, everywhere. But he served Ram. After that, Ram disappeared and he went to his lok. Then Devi was there in the earth. She came to Dwarka. She was fond of Krishna, but Lakshman became Balaram. Still he was criticizing him. So much criticizing. Oh, you are a drunkard. You are a lusty person. You are singing and dancing with ladies here. Once Baldev was in any very beautiful mountain, Revartak Parvat, with so many Revati, you know, with Revati and so many. She was glorifying Krishna. এবার গুলোর ভয়ঙ্কর শুনুন. হি কেম ফ্রম এনিওয়্যার অ্যান্ড হি জাম্পড আপ অন এ ট্রিজ ব্রাঞ্চ অ্যান্ড ফ্রম দেন দেয়ার হি বিগান টু ক্রিটিসাইজ বলদেব. So much criticize. You are a drunkard, you are a very, what to tell? He was amazing. And he was being naked, he was also taking the vows of Revati and others, and he was making joke of them. Baldev became angry. He was thinking that, he has served Ram. Still he is not against Krishna, but I am Guru, I am Jagat Guru, Akhanda Guru, and he is disobeying me and doing so much opposite things to me. I should give a lesson to him. So he took his plow and gave him the neck and dragged and keep his mushal and gave very soundly. And he became, and he did at once. He also was dead from Krishna service, from bhakti also. He will have to go a new hell, a special hell should be constructed for him, because no place, no such heavy punishment for him in this hell. So this is aparad. But you know that Kamsa, Shishupal were against Krishna, but they were not offenders. Always criticizing Krishna day and night. That is why Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Narada that why this Shishupal, Kamsa, Jarasandha always criticizing Krishna, they have not still gone to hell, and their tongue is not leprosized. What means? Yes, understand? Yes. Try to understand by...
Very good.
I don't know, my English is too hard.
Hindi mein bol
de. So ye koi nahi sa.
Achha, samajh gaya.
Are tumhari jeev ko kushth rog kyon nahi ho gaya? Gal gayi nahi kyon tumhari jeev? Why you...
মেরি
হিন্দি তো বহুত অচ্ছি হ্যাঁ কিন্তু আপ কে
থা বোল
সো ওয়াই ইউর দিস টন ইজ নট রিটেন ইয়েট দে আর ডুইং সো মেনি অফেন্সেস দেন হি টেল ডোন্ট বি ওয়ারি ইফ অ্যানিমাল অলওয়েজ রিমেম্বারিং মি অ্যাজ দ্য এনিমি by bhaya,
fear,
by dveshat, kamat, dveshat, bhayat, snehat, bhaktya, yajam yubbho, কামাত দ্বেষাত ভয়াত স্নেহাত যা ভক্তিরেশ্বরে মন আবেশ তদহং হিত্বা বহু মদ্ভক্তিং গতাম. এনিমন টচিং কৃষ্ণ whether by দ্বেষ, this means by enemy, inimical mode, by ভয় fear, fear like Shishupal. Bhaya Kamsa. Kamsa always fearing when Krishna will come and kill me. So he used to send so many, but not criticizing, to save himself, he used to send so many. Always has mind sticking Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When Krishna will come and kill me? When Krishna will? Where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. In dream Krishna, everywhere. At the time eating, taking water. Thus he became pure and he got salvation. Shishupal, in the same way, he got salvation. And after that, he came Jai Vijay. They were not Aparaji. Especially Shishupal and Dantabhakra were Jai and Vijay. They were never opposite to Krishna. They had played a role of
enemy.
To please Krishna. We don't know all these things. So don't think that we are ordinary persons. So anyone, kamas, even kam means
lust.
If I think that Krishna is so beautiful Krishna, always day and night thinking Krishna is so beautiful, I want to marry her, him, or I want to test him, enjoy him, know her. But he will be like, or she will be like Kubiya. For a moment she will test Krishna. But not like gopis. It is not pure bhakti. So, here, you know, I told that Ninda, to criticize are of two kinds. No? You can note two kinds of criticizing. One with animical terms, having enemy more internally, and do evil of Krishna and criticizing. This is offense. And one thing, Gopidhar also criticizing Krishna. You are a greatest cheater.
Liar.
You are a liar.
Lumpati.
We have nothing to do with you. No compromise at all. You are a very great drinker. Oh, you have come from the shop of wine. We know. Yashodama also telling, you are a good thief and lawyer. They are criticizing Krishna, but very sweetly. They are pleasing Krishna. This is not offense. So if you are, as a friend, criticizing outwardly, I know you. You are a very great cheater.
Oh, you are a great cheater. Don't come to me. Being great, this is not great.
So Krishna, friends, Sridham, Dham, Sudham, Vasudham, they used to criticize Krishna so much. But it is not offense. Krishna is pleased by this. No. Gopis, you have to tell Krishna, come on. And if you are getting your head on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and beg pardon, then you can come here, otherwise you should go away from here. But this is not offense. So we should try to know the mood, inner mood. So, if there is aparadh, knowingly, by inner mood that I will destroy him or I will do evil to him and doing, then it is offense. Krishna cannot
tolerate.
Tolerate, he will punish you. At once, that offense will uproot your bhakti. So don't do any. We, like Prahlad Maharaj, very tolerant. A devotee should be very tolerant, whether he is with family life or renounced life. No harm. You see Prahlad Maharaj? You can see, we will explain the character of Bharat Maharaj, that he came as a Brahmin boy, showing himself very ignorant, knowing nothing, naked like. And thieves came and catch hold, and they wanted to slaughter him on the front of Devi. They took him forcibly there. He easily went there without any hesitation and worrying. They told that you should take something. He took his full stomach. They get new dresses. He took it. And that they told that you should get your neck here. He did like so. And he was seeing that they want to give
head
his case. No worry at all. Why? He knowing that Krishna is everywhere. If he has protected Ambarish Maharaj, why not to me? If he has decided that I should be dead, anyone cannot protect me. So Krishna is here, upside,
everywhere,
and he is so powerful, he is so merciful, he must protect me if he likes, and if he does not want to protect me, no harm, in another birth I will serve him. So nothing to worry. So a devotee, when they have initiation, death is bold like this. Nothing to fear in this world. No one can harm you. So have a good belief, very strong belief to Krishna. So try to be like Bharat. And at once Devi took sword and cut down all dakais and gave it to
fire
sacrifice city. And he folded his hand, her hands, to Bharat Maharaj. Oh Prabhu, save me. Why you are cheating all others? You are so high class of devotee that Krishna is always protecting you and nourishing you, supporting you. But you are, you want nothing, no fame at all, anything. The devotee like, be like him. If you want to serve Krishna, Sudha Bhakti, you will have to be like Haridas Thakur. Otherwise you cannot. All problems coming and solving and coming and weeping, no chanting, no remembering, nothing. So be like this. So he has told, Jati Vaishnava Paradute Hathi Mata, always be careful for Vaishnava offenses, name offense, 10 kinds of names. Try to know it, what the 10s are. I told about Upashakha, the sub-branches. They should be cut down. Some should be operated, uprooted, and some should be cut. What cut? Those who are in bhakti line. What? The bhakti of Narayan, serving of Ramchandra, serving of Dwarkadi, serving of Rukmini Raman, Saptabhama Raman, Everything. Cutting. Cutting means here having no desire to serve them. But respecting all them. Don't disrespect anyone. Even an ant, if you like to have bhakti. So, tabe mul shakha bari jaye Vrindavan. Then the main root of bhakti will go Vrindavan, crushing all these things. There, prem phal paki pade mali aswad. At that time, sadhak is in this world, practicing bhakti yoga. Bhakti being advanced, matured. First, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti. When bhava bhakti comes, sadhana bhakti in Brahmand being, but his mode is beyond Brahmand. He never wants anything in Brahmanda. But sadhak body is here. In Vrindavan or anywhere, he is practicing bhakti yoga. When his bhakti comes in the stage of bhav, then his bhakti is so much developed that day and night he is absorbed in chanting, remembering with mood. And that bhakti is very rare, so durlabha. Even defeating mukti and all other things, very so durlabha. And after this, the sadhak is here, but his mind, his mood, his impressions are not there. They are where? In Vrindavan. And there, spreading over the lotus feet of Krishna, there are five modes there. So one of them, Shanta Das Shakya Vatsalya. But if you are in the line of Rupa Goswami, your keeper will go, where go? Whittle, spread over the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Krishna is also there, conjugal, but especially turned towards Srimati Radhika. But still, the sadhak is here. He has not got prem, but always doing at that time Ashtakali Lila Smaran. Ashtakali Lila Smaran, you know? 8 full time,
the whole day.
Sitting at a time. He had not time to take anything, to move anywhere, like Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami and all our Goswamis. And their bhakti creeper, spreading over the lot of feet of Radha and Krishna, some fruits coming. Here he is doing Sraman and Kirtan, Smaran and all other things. There, and sometime it was ripened, this fruit. Very sweet, so smell was coming. And when it came to this earth where the sadhak is there, and he was tasting so much. When he tasted this, he desired to go there, in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, if a creeper is spreading over a big tree, we can climb through that creeper up to the top of that tree. Otherwise we cannot. So now that sadhak left his body, left his man, buddhi, citta, hankara and all these things. mind, wisdom, ahankar, ego, I am this body, I am this, I am Indra, I am Brahma, everything. Climbing, he crossed all these lokas. Brahmanda, all the eight coverings of this Brahmanda, Diraja, Brahmalok, Siddhalok, Sivalok, Vaikuntha, even Dwarka, Mathura, and Aristo. And it went on the branch where the Krishna lotus feet, where Mathura is there. If he is in line of Rupa Goswami, otherwise if in the line of any Raganuga Bhakti of Subal, Sridham as their mood is, and anyone wants to serve him, then he will have Sakharas, not that. If anyone has a mood of Vatsalya Ras, Vatsalya means that Krishna is my son, I am his mother and father, then he will go to Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya, you know? Vallabhacharya. And he will practice like that, and he may go there like a friend. But anyone following Rupa Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mora Ar Prarthana Kare Sada, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti, Yugala says, Yugala Pirit, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Mora Ar Prarthana Kare. So he will have this thing. So you also know the history of Gajendra. The anger and the cause of Vaishnavas never do anything harm. Their cause is also like a benediction. You know that the son of Kuber, Nalgriva and Manigriva, being naked, totally absorbing toxic enjoyment. Being naked, and they were enjoying. Narada was coming. He was going to his father, Kuber, because he was the disciple of Shankar, Kuber, and he is very good devotee. So Narada had some friendship with him, and he saw that his sons are so wicked, they are shameless, and doing like backlows and other things. Goes. They should be punished. Out of pity he's done, not for any dvesh, hinsa. Dvesh, hinsa means? Envy or anything. He thought that janma aswarya sutbhi edhmanah param kuman naivarad dhatum vaipam akinchana gocharam. Any akinchan can have the service and darshan of Krishna. Those who have not been akinchan, they cannot have darshan. Pure devotion. We should try to be akinchan. What is the meaning of akinchan? This is my one pence I have. I can spend this for my joy. Enjoy. So I have nothing, not a single pence, farthing or anything. Like Sukadeva Goswami, no cloth, nothing, he is akinchan. Nard is akinchan. But Dudhrishi Maharaj is akinchan or not? Govinda Bhakta.
He is more than a simpleton.
How?
Everything
is for Krishna. He has nothing at all. Nothing. They may have something, a kinchan, but he has nothing. Sukhdev Goswami was a kinchan first, in his first career. But he was not a kinchan like Yudhishthira Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj. You may have something, but it is of Krishna. It is not for my use. Then he will be a kinchan. Our kinchan, something is Krishna. His service is something for us. I don't want anything to have. So try to be like that. Practice like that. And you can practice only by the special grace, a special mercy of Bhakta or Bhagwan. You cannot do yourself. So, you know, the name, then Narada Rishi is telling Janma Aishwarya Sruta Ebhiman Madhastuman, that wealth, knowledge, learning so much, knowing Veda and all the other things. To have a birth in a very good, very high class of family, Lord family.
So much
be beautiful. Very beautiful, like Gandharva. Four things. Again, opulence, wealth, having so much wealth, so much knowledge, beauty,
and
high family. There are obstacles for any devotees to proceed towards bhakti. Very, very hard. They are engaged in this. Four things they have. They are really so learned. They are also coming in very high family of Kuwait. He is a renowned person. He has so much wealth. He has no place to keep wealth. How to?
Expense it.
Very big problem. How to expense it? And what thing? Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Demigoddess. So they are always immersed in this. I should be merciful to him. So he gave a course. If anyone has not any pain of any मतलब कोई कांटा चुभने का जिसको दर्द नहीं है
thinking
he cannot realize what becomes by this. So they should know. Now they are mad and thinking world to be like that. So I should punish him. I should take their knowledge, their all wealth, their high family and beauty. That should be very ugly tree. They can't move. They have no knowledge, no coming in good, very high class of family, and no beauty at all, ugly. If they are cutting, anyone cuts them, they realize it, but they cannot protest. They cannot tell them, oh, don't cut me. Or they can fight for this. So you will have to be like that for a long time. They fell flat on the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Then he told, oh, now you have come in power. Go directly to Braja. And there will be two conjugal trees, Arjuna tree. And Krishna mercifully will come and he will play very sweet pastime. At that time, only from far away, you will touch Krishna, not directly, through any rope or anything. And you will be liberated, and you will be the very intimate associates of Krishna. And they became like so. So the anger and the benediction, cause and benediction of the realized souls are same. They don't take aparadh. They had done aparadh, actually, offenses. But they are out of offense or anything. So they became like this. But we have to careful, very careful, if you want to go in the line of Rupa Goswami, very careful. Don't do anything knowingly. Try to do not anything unknowingly, but don't do knowingly anything. Ekirtan should be done, and after that. Pass in Kirtan also. If anyone is singing in a special tune, and Kirtan or Mridang Vala or Kartal make some difference, then devotees may die at once. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like this. So Sarva Tamarajar always guarding for this. No one should make anything, otherwise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may die. He cannot hear Rasa Bhash, never. And also in Kirtan, not interruption or
don't any breaking
here. Breaking here, there. Other Nityananda Prabhu or Advaita Acharya came and he'll beat a big mota wala danda on his head. Understand? What I told?
If you are not able to sing Kirtan properly in proper tune, then Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya Prabhu becomes angry and they will be.
They will take a mota wala danda, you know? Bamboo? Bora moti. But alone you can do anything, no harm. You are free to do in a very mota wala voice.
Strong.
No harm. But when all devotees are dancing and singing in a tune, very careful. One thing here is written. Lata Avalambi. Sadhak is here when he is in sadhan dasha. And when he is in bhav. What is called sadhan? We are not actually sadhak. What we are? We are doing only bhakti abhas. Not actually, we are in the line of suddha cultivating bhakti. When or all cultivation of bhakti will for having mood, bhav, then that is called sadhana bhakti. Especially in Raga Nuga bhajan. So Bilvaman Mangal has been taken as a sadhak bhakta. And after that he had bhav, mood. So he is telling how a sadhak should be. He should be in Vrindavan. If not by body, he should be in by mind in Vrindavan. Here sitting in London, he can see that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing so sweetly. There is a kadamb tree. Not only tree, there are series of kadambs. Kandambakanam. Kanam means forest. Very beautiful, arranged. And all kadam trees have so much flowers. Scent is coming, so sweet scent is coming. Bees are humming everywhere. Radha Krishna are sitting in a very beautiful grove. Oh, a day will come, like Narottam Thakur is praying. He has greed that at that time I may have a fan. Chamar. Chamar means? You know? And I will do like this, Sat Krishna. And I will take out the sweets of Radha and Krishna when a devil comes. Anyone can have greed, whether he is this stupid nonsense, anything. By hearing Harikatha, he may have this greed. One day I told that anyone, a mad person, ugly person, very poor person, he wanted to marry with Daya.
Lady D.
He may have wish, whether it is fulfilled or not. But anyone cannot control his this. So, being in any stage, by hearing all this from very qualified Rashik Vaishnav, if anyone wants to suffer Radha Krishna causing the jugal,